So in the Old Testament, we're going to read from the book of Isaiah. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord, on this day in which, Lord God, you have given us just an absolute gorgeous and beautiful view of what you meant by our sins being washed away and that we would become white as snow. Lord God, even though it's a little bit dangerous out there, thank you, Lord, for reminding us once again of how you're with us. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So if you would, turn to your bulletin back cover to Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. And we're going to be taking a look at verses 1 through 5 here this morning. And this is the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And this morning, we want to take a look of this section right here. If you would, read this with me. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. So just want to stop right here because this is very, very, very significant. All right, so this is the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah around a little over 700 years before Jesus was born. All right, and so we're talking about an age of chaos here. Age of chaos. Why would I say that? It's an age of chaos. If you look at Israel, the actual nation, and you kind of carve it into two, you will see mountain ranges generally in the middle. And what used to happen in Israel is that the mountaintops would be kind of like billboards. Okay, if you can imagine that, like old school billboards. When God first sent the Israelites into the promised land, he told them, be careful that if you intermix with those that are in the land, they will get you to turn away from the living God. And we know that is fulfilled even in Solomon. Solomon chased after other gods. And so some of those gods, Baal being probably the most prominent, and then they would build these what is called Asherah poles. In doing so, these kind of false god icons would be put up on mountains so that everyone could see. And if you're a typical Israelite and you would look up, you would try to find out, okay, what's the most important thing? And so when you see these poles, you'd be enticed to go after these other gods. And so when we take a look at what was happening right before this, God was wrestling with the kings of Judah and Jerusalem. And one of the biggest things is that he said, you need to tear down these idols. And when kings did not do that, God said, okay, this is getting to be a little bit too much. And so right around the book of Isaiah is when you get God saying, enough is enough. All right, I need to intervene in history in order that you will follow after me. Because what they were doing as a nation after a while, having these billboards all across Israel, is that they had forgotten God. And God was something of a name that just was not even echoed in the daily lives of Israel. And so what we see is that God allowing two nations, first Assyria from modern-day Iraq, would come in, and they took the top 10 tribes. And then what happened was the Babylonians would finally come in and take the bottom two. So all of Israel was conquered during the time of Isaiah, and they were taken away to be captives in a foreign land. And so what we get here is that God says, okay, if you see the imagery he's trying to say is that he's trying to wipe things clean. He's trying to start over and say that even though the Israel had put on their mountains these false gods, he is bringing to light that there is one mountain that will stand the test of time and that all men will be drawn to it. And so when we take a look at this, this is what is the prophecy for Jerusalem, all right, for Jerusalem. So this is a foreshadowing and a forecasting of what would to come, that Israel would be brought back to this mountain, all right, that the temple would be reestablished. And here, something would happen, all right, and shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. So something will happen on the mountain of the Lord that all nations would be drawn to it right around Jerusalem. So if you kind of get the, okay, God's going to do something, we know what he's going to do. Let's look at this and read this together. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So we take a look at that, and this is something even greater. We talk about the law, and where was the law given? On Mount Sinai, right? So we take a look at Mount Sinai, and so they'll come over 700 years after this, a man who will go up to Jerusalem, and people will say, well, have you come to abolish the law? And Jesus says, no, I have come to fulfill the law, because what we cannot do in order to follow the Ten Commandments, God says, I will fulfill it. And so when we see that God is lifted up on the mountain of the Lord, we see that there's a connection between that and the connection between what happened with Moses, what was happening on the mountain transfiguration. So God is showing us a place where he would be lifted up and all the nations would come to him and he would teach them his ways. He would teach in this ways. And so we take a look at this, and what a beautiful thing in which God was speaking in that time. He was speaking in the time that he would send the Christ, and he would be speaking in the time afterwards, even today, that even today we are drawn to the mountain of the Lord, that we would learn from Jesus' own words. So this is a prophecy that Jesus would come and teach the people face to face like we are talking. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. What happened on a mountain outside Jerusalem that people would be talking about for thousands and thousands of years? It's the fulfillment of the law. Remember how he says, it is finished. It is finished. So we see that the word of the Lord was established right there. And from Jerusalem, the church continues to grow because we look at the mountain of the Lord. And so we kind of got to ask, I asked myself, how much more, Lord, can you stand in the world in which we have literally put up idols, put things before God on our mountain, and look to it rather than God? How much of a nation have we forgotten the name of the Lord? And how much have we put our own idols up there and said, you know, I've got so much to do, when God is trying to draw you to him? And so this morning I begin to the word of the Lord is the most important thing. The word of the Lord is the most important thing here this morning. And so it is something that we hear, we talk about, we learn, We ask questions. And then we say, okay, Lord, where do you want us to go? Because that is the true meaning of the gospel. The gospel fills us so much that we spread it to others. So this morning, take a look and say, what is the high place? What is the high place in this nation? What's the high place in our lives? And the high point in high place in our lives is just right here. Because the temple has been torn down. And he says the Holy Spirit will be with each one of you. And so we take a look and say, okay, the Lord hasn't abandoned us, but yet he is strengthening the church throughout the world. There is huge mass revivals throughout the world, places in which there is places where the word of the Lord isn't even allowed. Countries like Iran and China, places in Indonesia in which the word of the Lord is catching fire like crazy. And so the Lord keeps his promises and keeps fulfilling his word, going before those people, before us, and teaching and teaching and teaching. So we ask the Lord, what, Lord, do we need for you to teach us this morning? Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this morning, Lord God, so many times we have put up high places in our lives in which we think that, Lord God, we're too busy. Lord God, that there's not enough time in this life to learn more about you. Lord God, may we understand that you are drawing us to your holy mountain. Lord God, first and foremost, you are drawing us near to the cross. But you're also reminding us that even as the imagery is there, Lord God, there is a mountain that you are drawing us to. Lord God, even as we have that place in heaven in our minds, Lord God, keep us firm and fixed in this life in which you give us a great commissioning to go and spread your gospel. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. If you would, please rise.